Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to Ignite Depot. My name is Apostle Milton Jones. I want to thank you for taking time out to join us here on a Kingdom Encounter Live this evening. I know that God has a right now word for us, a word in due season that will ultimately change our lives forever. So we're going to jump right into the word tonight. We're going to make our declaration in accordance to Isaiah 61:1. We're going to pray, and then we're going to jump right into the word in the name of Jesus, as it is written in accordance to Isaiah 61:1. And it says this. It says that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because it is the Lord who has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive and the opening of the prison to them who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all who mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall repair the old ruins, and they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolation of many generations. Father God in heaven, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to you alone we give all the glory, the honor, and praise that is due your name. Father, I thank you that this is the day which you've made. We will rejoice, and we will be exceedingly glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Father, I thank you that our preaching and teaching will not be with enticing words of man's wisdom, but it will be in demonstration of spirit and power, that the faith of the people are not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of the Most High God. Holy Spirit, you are here. You're my senior partner. I decrease, Heavenly Father, that you will increase. I pray right now and come in covenant with you that miracles, signs, wonders, manifestations of the gifts of the Holy Spirit will manifest as you see fit tonight. I declare that there will be healings. People will be healed, set free, delivered, and made whole. That the blind will see, the mute will speak, the deaf will hear, the lame will walk in the name of Jesus. That you will be glorified, honored, and praised. And I give you all the glory, honor, and praise for it. Let my tongue be the pen of a ready writer, writing the very oracles of your word upon the tablets of their hearts. We thank you for it now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, my name is Apostle Milton Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here on Kingdom Encounter Live. And we're going to jump right back into the series that we've been in called Babylon is Falling. Babylon is Falling. And I was to give this a title, it would be Live Ready. Live Ready. See, last time we got together, we was talking about how Jesus had prophesied in Matthew chapter 24 when his disciples had asked him some questions. The first question that they asked him is, when are all these things going to happen? Talking about the temples and everything that was around at that time was going to be rock was going to fall upon rock. Then they asked him another question. What will be the signs or the indication that we should expect to see before you come? And then they asked the third question. When is the completion of this age? And Jesus went on to tell him, he says, first of all, he says, at that time, what is one of the indicators, the major indicator of the signs that his return is imminent, his coming is imminent? He says, deception will be running rampant. He says, so you got to beware. You got to be on guard. You got to be paying attention that you are not fooled. He didn't say that he was going to do it all for. He's telling you and I that we have to be on guard, that we are not fooled, which means that you have to know the word of God for yourself and in its proper context. Sometimes when people take the word out of its proper context, they take the text out and all it becomes is a con. And what happens is people can be easily manipulated, easily deceived, because they don't know the word for themselves. You know, I've actually heard people say, well, you don't need to know about the end of the age or when all those things are going to come. You don't need to be caught up in that. But like any good father, what you want to do is you want to prepare your kids. So if anything is about to go down, you want to give them the signs or the indications that danger is ahead or troubling times are ahead, and what you need to do in order to be prepared for those times. And our Heavenly Father is none less, because what he's going to do, he's always going to let you know. He's always going to let you know ahead of time what is coming your way. In fact, Jesus told us, don't panic or even give in to our fears. Why? Because the breaking away of this Babylonian or world system is destined to happen. It's not that it might happen. It's destined to happen. He says, but this is not even the end. It's not the end yet. He says, it still will be unfolding. He said, because you will have nation who will go to war against nation, and you'll see kingdom going up against kingdom, and you'll see terrible earthquakes and horrible epidemics and famines and place after place. And this is how the birth pains of the new age will begin. One age will go out, a new age will begin. And we talked about it before, how when a woman is giving birth to a child, she goes through labor. And what is those labor pains going to do? She's travailing, and she's travailing, and she's travailing to try to give birth to that which is already on the inside of her. And it's no different that when this age is coming to the end, the earth and the systems and all that is going to be travailing and travailing. And what's going to happen as a result? It's going to give birth to the age, the kingdom age, or the kingdom reign of our Lord Jesus Christ on the earth. But first, before there is going to be a period of time. You're going to have the wars, rumors of wars, and kingdom against kingdom, and these different famines and earthquakes. And people's like, well, where is God going to be in all this? He's right in the midst of, because he's not only telling us what's coming, but he's also telling us what we as a body of believers need to be doing. Now, is this to scare people? Absolutely not. But it's just trying to make sure that you are aware of the things that are coming. In fact, he says in Matthew 24:14, he says, through it all, the gospel of the kingdom of God will be proclaimed over the world, providing every nation with a demonstration of the reality of God. Why is the kingdom of God going to be preached? Because when all the other systems of this world begin to fail, and when it begins to fall apart, one thing that is not dependent upon this world system is the kingdom of God, our God's governing system, our king's dominion over a territory, impacting it with his will and with his purposes and with his plans. That's what the kingdom of God is. And then we talked about last week how, man, you got to live ready. You can't be getting ready. You have to live ready. In fact, we was talking about this last week, and we're going to pick it up here in Luke chapter 17, verse 24. And I'm reading out of the Passion Translation. And it says it this way. He says that this is Jesus talking. He says, the day of the Son of Man will burst forth with the brightness of a lightning strike that shines from one end of the sky to the other, illuminating the earth. So when Jesus shows up, you ever seen lightning? Lightning is like, it goes all across the sky and as fast as a blink of the eye. He goes on to say this. He says, but before this takes place, the Son of Man must pass through great sufferings and rejections from this generation. He says that same things that happened in the days of Noah, the same kind of events that was going on in the days of Noah will take place in the days of the Son of Man. What was going on in the days of Noah, when Noah was spending over 100 years building that ark and telling the people continuous day after day, it was going to rain. And this is what the people were doing. They were eating and they were drinking and they were marrying and they were giving in marriage until the day that Noah boarded the ark and the devastating flood came and swept them all away. Now think about it like this. Even when after Noah did not know exactly what day that the rain was going to come, all he knew is what that the rain was going to come. And Noah was not even the one who shut the door. The Lord was the one who told Noah to board the ship, board the ark, him and his family to board the ark. And once Noah and his family boarded the ark, then the raindrops begin to fall. And it's interesting that when the raindrops begin to fall, the people was banging on the door saying, Noah, Noah, open the door, open the door. But Noah was not the one who opened it. I mean, he was not the one who shut it. Therefore, he was not the one who was going to be able to open it. Now, what does that tell you? You have to live ready. Then he goes on to say here, it says, the days of the Son of Man can also be compared to the days of Lot. You remember Lot, Abram's, nephew. And what happened with Lot? He says that the people of that time lived their lives as normal. He says, even in the days of Lot, they lived their lives as normal. In fact, Lot was even oblivious to what was going on. The people in Sodom and Gomorrah had become so foul, because it was not just the fact that they had sexual perversity that was going on, but it was also because of the fact that they had so many riches and possessions that they had turned from following God and began to follow other gods. But this is what was going on in the day of Lot. It said, in the days of Lot, the people of that time lived their lives as normal. They got married, they raised their families, they built homes and businesses. Yet they were totally unaware of what was coming until the day that Lot departed from Sodom. And the Holy Spirit said this earlier this week, that many people, even in the body of Christ, are totally unaware and oblivious to the things that are coming on the earth. And he's urging men and women of God all around the world to begin to sound the alarm and sound the trumpet and tell people, you need to live ready. If you're not ready now, you need to get ready today, because the Son of Man can appear at any time. When Sodom and Gomorrah, on that day, they did not have a clue. But guess what happened? The moment that Lot departed from Sodom, it says that the skies opened up and rained fire and burning sulfur upon them, destroying everyone and everything that had been built. So it will be, and this is what the word of the Lord is saying, so it will be on the day of the unveiling of the Son of Man. On that day, when he sounds the trumpet, when he sounds the alarm, when he appears on a cloud, on this time, he's not going to touch on the earth. He's going to come in on a cloud. And this is what's going to happen. It says, on that day, the day that the Son of Man appears, it says, if one is outside, he won't even have time to go back into the house to gather his belongings. And those toiling in their fields won't have time to run back home. And don't forget the example of Lot's wife and what happened to her when she turned back. When she turned back, what happened to Lot's wife? She became a pillar of salt. In other words, she became in a fixed position because she tried to turn back and look at what he had already delivered her from. In fact, it says, don't forget the example of Lot's wife and what happened to her when she turned back. All who are obsessed with being secure in life will lose it all. What life is he talking about? The life according to the Babylonian system, the life that you now have in this natural body. He says, if you become so obsessed with being secure in this life, he says, you will lose it all, including your own life. He says, but for those who let go of the life on this earth and surrender themselves to discover the true life. What true life? The true life that Jesus came to give to you and I. The true life that Jesus came to give to the entire world. The true life that where it says in Matthew, in John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, the thief, talk about the adversary, he only comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus says that I have come that you might have life in abundance, to the full, until it overflows. He says, I've already extended it out to you. All you have to do is to receive it. You have to receive it. It's already been made available to you. He says, but if you are not in order to receive the life that he has for you, you have to let go of that old life. You have to let go of that old way. You have to let go of your old plans. You have to let go of your own plans. You have to let go of your own desires and follow wholly after him. I guarantee you that his plan is 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times better and then your plan or my plan that we could have come up with, because he knew his plan, he knows the end from the very beginning. And he's always trying to get us to come into cooperation with him so that he can get that life to you. When you lay down your old life, when you surrender your old life and pick up the new life, the true life that God had sent Jesus to purchase for you and for I, man, your life will forever be changed. He goes on to say it this way. He says, for in that night, what night? The night that the Son of Man is revealed, the night that the Son of Man comes in on a cloud. This is what's going to happen. He says, in that night, there will be two lying in their bed. One will be suddenly swept away while the other will be left alive. There will be two women working together at household duties. One will be swept away while another one will be left alive. When you're talking about swept away, what exactly are you talking about? You're talking about being raptured away. And we're going to get into that a little bit later. But when you're talking about he says, you're not even going to have time to get ready. He says, as fast as lightning goes across the sky and returns, so fast will the Son of Man come. And when he appears on the cloud, only those whose spirits identify with his will see him in that moment. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But we also talked about how you, talking about living ready, you have to live like it can happen at any moment, any second. Now, Jesus can pop through the sky. That's why I tell people, you know, when we would go outside out on the streets and be doing street evangelism, we'd be talking about, man, what in hell do you want? Not what in the hell do you want, but what in hell do you want? In other words, what is it that's so valuable? What is it that's so precious in this earth that you're willing to sacrifice a lifetime with the Father to hold on to, even if you live your longest life? Say you lived 100 years. You live 100 years compared to eternity is but a drop in the bucket. What is it on this earth that's worth you giving up the greatest gift of all, the gift of life that Jesus came and laid down his life and purchased for you and for me? And it was never God's desire. In fact, he sent Jesus because he loved you and I so much that he says, you know what? I'm going to restore them back into right relationship with myself. I'm not going to hold their sins against them. He says that all you have to do is receive it. And the moment you receive it, you'll be just as quick as when the Son of Man appears. He says, that's how quick you will go from one who has been separated from God to one who's now reconciled and right back in right relationship with God. And it's just that fast. Now he says, you got to live like it could happen at any time. In fact, in accordance to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 50, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 50, it says it this way. It says, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. But I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, or we shall not all die. He says, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. In fact, when the trumpet sounds, when the trumpet is blown, it says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That's faster than a blink of your eye. He says, for the trumpet will be, he says, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised. The dead will be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed. This is talking about being raptured out of here. He says, for this corruptible, talking about our bodies right now, this corruptible will put on incorruption, and this mortal, still talking about our life, will put on immortality, which means you'll live forever. He says, so then this corruptible has put on incorruptible, and this mortal will put on immortality. Then shall it be brought to pass the saying as it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Then this is what you say, O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. In other words, he's telling you, man, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, when the last trumpet sounds, he says, you will take off this corruptible and put on incorruptible. You will take off this mortal and put on immortality. And you will be just like him. God has already given you the victory over death. God has already given you the victory over the grave. God has already given you the victory over anything that the adversary tried to kill, steal, and destroy from you. And how did he do it? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. The moment that you made Jesus your Lord and Savior, your life was forever changed. And he says, and what I'm petitioning you, what I'm pleading with you to do is live your life ready. Because the Son of Man can come back at any time. And when I say anytime, anytime. And see, one of the things that is going to happen, he says, at the last sound of the trumpet, then the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we who remain, we also shall be changed. What's going to happen? What is he talking about? This when that trumpet sounds, what's going to happen when we was talking about earlier, how we will be suddenly swept away while one will be left and another one will be swept away. What is he talking about? He's talking about the rapture or the calling away of the church. And many people have many different perspectives on this, but the word of God explains it. And man, what's going to happen? I know we're going to really get into it if we don't get it all the way into it tonight. Well, I know we'll be getting into it next week, talking about, has those things ever happened before? In fact, this is the promise that he gave. Paul was given to people who was talking about loved ones who had already died in Christ, and they was mourning the fact that they had already passed away. And Paul was telling them here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, this is what Paul says. He says, I'm reading out of the Passion Translation, which says this out of verse 13. He says, beloved brothers and sisters, we want you to be quite certain about the truth concerning those who have passed away or those who have already died. He says, so that you won't be overwhelmed with grief like many others who have no hope. He says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, we also believe that God will bring with Jesus those who died while believing in him. He says this is the word of the Lord. This is what we're about to share, is the word of the Lord. We who are alive in him and remain until the Lord appears will be by no means have an advantage over those who have already died, for both will rise together. So if your relatives have already passed away and you're like, man, I really want to know, if I'm ever going to see my uncle or my brother or my cousin anymore. You know, I once spoke in my father's home going. And the difference between a home going and a funeral, a home going, you know that the person received the Lord Jesus Christ. You know that they live their life according to the word of God. You know, you have an earnest expectation that you're going to see them again. But when you go to a funeral is when you go and you're not sure how that person lived. You're not sure if that person ever made Jesus the Lord of their life. And as a result, you don't know if they made heaven their home or made hell their home. And for those people, they mourn and they have no hope, because they know that when that person passed away, they know chances are they will never see them again. But for those who are alive and are in Christ, for those who have already given their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, for those who've already surrendered their old life and laid hold on the new life that Jesus made available to them, we have an earnest hope, an earnest expectation that just when the Lord appears, those who went on before us, they will be raised up first, and we will be raised up together to meet him in the air just as he is. Now, why do you want to make sure that you're included on that number? How do you want to make sure that you can get on that? Man, it's the simplest thing you could ever do. And the simplest thing way you can ever do it is found in Romans chapter 10, verses 8, 9, and 10, that says this. The word of God is near you. It's in your heart. It's in your mouth. It's the word of faith that we preach. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Simply pray this prayer with me. Confess it out of your mouth, mean it from your heart, and you too will be included in that number of those who will take off corruptible and put on incorruptible, who will take off mortal and put on immortality, and will meet Jesus in the air. Pray this with me in the name of Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I do believe Jesus Christ, he is the Son of God. I believe he died for me on the cross and carried my sins for me. I believe he was put in a grave, but now he's risen. He's alive right now. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Save me now. I repent of sin and receive your offer of forgiveness. You said if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, I would be saved. I do it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And I ask you, Lord, fill me with your precious Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer for the very first time, I want to welcome you into the body of Christ, welcome you back into right position, welcome you into the kingdom of God. Man, what do you need to do now? You need to get involved with a word-based church that teaches about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, but also teaches about the kingdom of God and how you are to operate as a citizen of the kingdom of God. I know that Ignite Depot is such a place, but if you're not near us, man, find a church in your local area to get attached to, and if you want to, you can continue to partner with us until you find such a church. But because every week what we'll do is we'll give you the word of God line upon line, precept upon precept, so you can be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. If there's any way that we can ever pray for you, send us an email at info@ignitedepot.com. That's info@ignitedepot.com. And if you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you can subscribe, share these messages with your friends and those who you believe will be blessed by it. And if you want to sow a seed into the ministry so we continue to take this work around the world, man, go on our website at ignitetolife.com, and go to our give tab and click on it, and you'll have multiple ways to give. On behalf of Pastor Juan and myself, I want to thank you for joining us tonight, and we look forward to seeing you next time. Have a great evening. God bless you. Bye-bye.